2. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей, Шейлы и Пола, о благотворительном забеге. В заданиях А1, А4 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we're ready to start.
Hi, Sheila. What have you been up to lately?
Hello, Paul. I haven't seen you for ages. Nothing much, actually.
Me neither. Too busy studying for exams.
Yeah, thank goodness they're over at the end of this week.
If you're interested, there's a good film on at the Rex on Saturday. Do you fancy going?
Sorry, Paul, but I'll be busy then. I'm going on a fun run.
A fun run? What's that?
You know, it's a race to raise money for a good cause.
I see. Who are you going with?
Actually, my school is organising it. Quite a few of my classmates are taking part. Why don't you come along?
Well, that depends. How long is it?
Only 5 kilometres. You don't need to be a professional athlete. Just be reasonably fit. If you feel tired, you can stop for a rest.
Well, that's a relief. You know I'm not that good at running. What's the charity for?
We're collecting money for an African Wild Animal Fund.
Oh, right. Our school has been collecting for Save the Dolphin. We didn't think of a fun run, though.
So? Are you coming on Saturday, then?
Count me in.
OK. See you at the school at 9 o'clock sharp.
If it's that early, we could still go to the Rex, couldn't we?
That depends on how exhausted you'll be in the evening.
OK. We'll see how we feel. What shall I wear, by the way? Shorts and a t-shirt?
Yes, and there's a prize of a new pair of trainers for the runner with the coolest t-shirt.
Great! My t-shirt with a gorilla on the front will be just the thing.
Don't forget to wear a sweatband. It gets pretty hot when you're running, and you don't want the sweat dripping into your eyes.
Sheila, you think of everything. But I haven't got a sweatband.
I'm sure I can find you one of mine. I might even have one with giraffes on it to go with your t-shirt.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the recording again.
Hi, Sheila. What have you been up to lately?
Hello, Paul. I haven't seen you for ages. Nothing much, actually.
Me neither. Too busy studying for exams.
Yeah, thank goodness they're over at the end of this week.
If you're interested, there's a good film on at the Rex on Saturday. Do you fancy going?
Sorry, Paul, but I'll be busy then. I'm going on a fun run.
A fun run? What's that?
You know, it's a race to raise money for a good cause.
I see. Who are you going with?
Actually, my school is organising it. Quite a few of my classmates are taking part. Why don't you come along?
Well, that depends. How long is it?
Only 5 kilometres. You don't need to be a professional athlete. Just be reasonably fit. If you feel tired, you can stop for a rest.
Well, that's a relief. You know I'm not that good at running. What's the charity for?
We're collecting money for an African Wild Animal Fund.
Oh, right. Our school has been collecting for Save the Dolphin. We didn't think of a fun run, though.
So? Are you coming on Saturday, then?
Count me in.
OK. See you at the school at 9 o'clock sharp.
If it's that early, we could still go to the Rex, couldn't we?
That depends on how exhausted you'll be in the evening.
OK. We'll see how we feel. What shall I wear, by the way? Shorts and a t-shirt?
Yes, and there's a prize of a new pair of trainers for the runner with the coolest t-shirt.
Great! My t-shirt with a gorilla on the front will be just the thing.
Don't forget to wear a sweatband. It gets pretty hot when you're running, and you don't want the sweat dripping into your eyes.
Sheila, you think of everything. But I haven't got a sweatband.
I'm sure I can find you one of mine. I might even have one with giraffes on it to go with your t-shirt.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.